The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to the podcast on Thursday, the 14th of January, 2021. On the podcast today, Andy Hollingworth, CEO of Tuple, discusses their final results and points to a positive 2021. Also on the podcast, I have two lists for you. Very important list. At the end of the podcast, after Andy's interview, I will be looking at the most followed companies on Vox Markets in the last 24 hours. Why is this important? This is what people are choosing, or companies are choosing to get received news off and probably investing in. It's a measure of money flow, essentially. So you can see the top 10 list right there on the front page of Vox Markets. I'll also be looking at the most viewed RNSs. These are companies pretty much that have been followed a lot, and so their RNSs for interest, I go through these as well. So they're hot stocks pretty much. And by the way, you can check these lists out on the front page of Vox Markets, and you can check out our COVID-19 index right there, which is the biggest rise of the day is Cromec Group, up 7% to 14.4. Biggest faller is Fusion Antibodies, down 10% pretty much to 115. And also, right there on the front page, you can check out lots of content. There's an article there on Strategic Minerals. There's one on Zinc Media. There's one on Tuple as well, Byzant Resources. Check that out at voxmarkets.co.uk.
Vox Markets is an online community of investors that runs a free mobile and desktop platform that allows you to track news and updates about any UK-listed company, offering RNS push notifications, detailed charts, pricing data, and much more. Find out more at voxmarkets.co.uk/app.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Andy Hollingworth, CEO of Tuple, T-O-O-P. Andy, thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Justin.
And I've released your final results for the year ended the 30th of September 2020. And what a year it's been. So, you know, I think everyone's glad to get out of the way and look forward. But we're going to look back at these results and see how you've done. But before that, as always, Andy, for someone listening right now not familiar with Tuple, just give us a brief summary. What are you about, please? What's the business?
Yeah, certainly. Tuple is a predominantly a business-to-business telecoms company supporting over a quarter of a million UK-based small businesses in switching their connectivity to high-speed bandwidth data connectivity, deploying cloud-based telephony across their offices and their mobile workforces, as well as supplying fixed-cost mobile connections across their mobile devices, supported all by cloud-based apps. As well as being BT's longest-serving premier partner, we're also completely carrier-agnostic, offering a fixed price, fixed contract for all telco services to UK small businesses.
Marvellous stuff. Okay, take us through, people can read the full document if they want, of course, but podcast is very good for getting out the highlights and summaries. So if you could, final results, give us the summaries if you could, Andy.
Yeah, we can truly say that it was a transformative period for Tuple. We've acquired a highly complementary business in DMSL, raised funds to bolster the balance sheet, restructured into four distinct operating brands, further simplifying our business propositions for our customers, and have more than delivered on the financial and the operational synergies that we promised at the time of the acquisition of DMSL, but by some length.
Yeah, yeah. And take us through some of the financial highlights, if you could, Andy.
Overall group revenue grew year on year by 40% to 3.4 million. That's with just a 7-month contribution from DMSL. And gross profit increased by 130% to 1.1 million versus 479,000 for the same period last year. Gross margin also improved, growing from 20% to 32%. That's a significant improvement again, driven primarily by the acquisition of DMSL, which delivered a gross margin of 44% for the period. On top of that, obviously, we successfully went through the integration of the acquisition and the two businesses with annual cost synergies of over 1.6 million now being realised. And that's compared to the initial guidance that we gave at the outset of and the rationale for the acquisition, which was £50,000 per month. So, we identified synergies of £50,000 and actually delivered £130,000, which I think is absolutely transformational. So, I think it was a substantial overperformance, in terms of that regard. Subsequent to the year end as well, sort of after year end, we were proactively approached by our advisors, and we raised another $774,000 via replacing, which was significantly oversubscribed, and that substantially bolstered our balance sheet ahead of any possible difficult times that this new lockdown and any post Brexit consequences may bring.
Yeah, absolutely. So now it's been what, 11, 12 months since you completed the acquisition of DMSL. What has the impact been, you know, of the acquisition for Tuple and Andy?
Yeah, I think I alluded to it. Frankly, the acquisition and, as importantly, the integration of DMSL has been a great success. DMSL is highly complementary and synergistic to Tuple, and with cost synergies of now over $1.6 million that are being realised as a direct result of the acquisition, gross margins have improved and revenues have materially increased in both areas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And talk about the services then. How, you know, DMSL acquisition, how does it add to the services of Tuple overall?
Let me just start by saying, for anyone that's not familiar with Tuple, we provide bespoke fixed price telecom services to the UK small business market, which is between 1 and 50 employees. Adding DMSL services to our stable has resonated well with both the existing customers and the new customers. Existing customers are extended and augmented contracts, as well as new ones, you know, joining the wider business. And they see, you know, the value in fixed price contracts, especially during an extremely volatile period for small business. SMEs are increasingly dissatisfied with a lack of price transparency, poor service offerings, and poor customer service from the traditional tier one providers. So, you know, it drives more and more to sign up for the services with the wider group.
Yeah. And in the release today, I noticed that you've noticed bad debts were quite high, 1.1 million, I think. What's the comment there? What's happening there?
Yeah, we've adopted a proactive approach to bad debt, which has resulted in a charge of 1.1 million. However, this provides for legacy bad debt issues, the impacts of obviously COVID-19, any potential adverse effects of Brexit, and reducing the group's risk, you know, of out-of-turn customers as part of our strategy towards, you know, future risk management created by this period of uncertainty in the pandemic. We've made some significant changes. Following the integration of the DMSL business, we've now introduced new procedures to ensure a reduction in future bad debt exposure. So a reduction in future bad debt exposure, you know, trying to take bad debt completely out of the future. Mm-hmm. And what we've done is we ensure all new customer onboarding is done via online document signature, so an eco-signed contract. And also all customers have to pass a credit check, whether they end up in the Tuple business or the DMSL business as a billing customer, or whether they go to any other carrier. We credit check every single customer, and every single customer has to sign an eco-signed contract online before we actually allow the customer to go live. So we've stopped accepting verbal and voice recorded contracts. And as a result of those measures, we expect the position to materially and substantially improve. And we are managing cash collections, you know, on a weekly basis. And we're very, very pleased with the current trading position compared to where we were.
Yeah. Okay, so let's look at maybe some of we'll look at what you're busy with at the moment, but challenges, macro drivers, you know, does COVID impact negatively? Take us through some of the challenges you have at the moment, Andy.
Yeah, the sector operates and benefits greatly from the priority of HM government, which is literally driving the regulator and Openreach to significantly change, you know, the infrastructure in the UK. So from a macro point of view, we are in a key growth sector. The government remains committed to continuing the rollout of fibre telecoms infrastructure to replace copper, which is good news for us. And, you know, the necessity and the unavoidability of the country having to upgrade the mobile network from 4G to 5G. That creates further opportunities. It creates further propositions and applications that you can put down further high-speed data capabilities. So I think we're in a good space. You know, this is now about bringing fibre to the actual home or to the business, not just to the cabinet on the high street. And Openreach and others are in a huge, huge piece of civil engineering work. We're piggybacking on the back of that as fibre comes to the premises in geographical areas, you know, whether it be a business premise, whether it be a consumer premise, we're on the back of it looking at the rollouts and making sure the customers know that they have that opportunity to join Tuple. And again, it's much needed. Because even though, you know, our core business is not dependent on providing fibre to a consumer home, many, many people now are working from home, and more people are working from home, and they need that increase in speed and that increase in bandwidth in this pandemic period. So it's a great opportunity for us. And, you know, we're seeing great orders coming through on higher speed bandwidth requirements.
Cool. And anything else you've been busy with, Andy, at the moment?
Well, I think to state the obvious, COVID causes great uncertainty for business and for the market. But we are cautiously optimistic, you know, about the future for Tuple, even with regards to COVID. You know, as I've just said, connectivity is now business critical for small and medium businesses. You know, who have may only peripherally relied on telecoms before the pandemic struck. Now, whether it's in the office, whether it's working from home, whether it's mobility, it's absolutely critical and more a utility. You know, think, for example, of a bakery that may have sold mostly to passing customers, but now operates mainly on click and collect or home delivery models. Its need for seamless connectivity has never been greater.
Yeah.
Working from home trends and social distancing measures, you know, drives more and more businesses, you know, to the SME telco solutions. So COVID, you know, will not cause the government to scale back on telco investments. If anything, this is now more important than ever before. And when the infrastructure is there, it will continue to be used and built on long after the pandemic's passed, you know, whenever that may be.
Yeah. Okay. Before we ask you for three reasons, Andy, I'm going to ask you to get your crystal ball out. And we all know you're looking back at 2020. If I'd asked you this back then, you know, we'd never foreseen the pandemic, so it's hard to predict the future. But as far as you can, you know, what's your outlook here for 2021 and beyond for Tuple?
Well, you know, we've embarked on a complete review of the entire business that we've completed and integrated with the restructure. We've built four main brands, which is Tuple.com, DMSL.co.uk, BroadbandandPhones.co.uk, and CheckThatCompany.co.uk. So our business propositions are now extremely clear for the future and clear for customers to understand. A part of, you know, the way forward is benefiting from a number of the initiatives that we've put in place, which have delivered those substantial cost savings and synergies, you know, which are delivering now the 1.6 million of annualized synergies and savings. We've also launched a telecoms comparison site, you know, and a service offering that company can give credit references and credit check-ins to customers, as well as supporting our own business. And that complements the group's, you know, IT and telecom services. So the plan is the plan is pretty good. The news about a vaccine rollout in the UK has given everybody a boost. But given the general economic uncertainty in the UK, with the full economic impact of COVID, and COVID really not yet fully clear, we're only, you know, in terms of economic impact, I think we're only halfway through this pandemic. So it's not clear. But the UK is obviously once again facing, you know, a national lockdown with further restrictions likely to continue well into the, to 2021. So we must remain, on the back of all the good things we've done, we must remain vigilant on our costs. But that said, trading has progressed well in the first few months of this financial year. And we've won new contracts and contract extensions. Additionally, we're beginning to see a number of acquisition opportunities, which we always, you know, have a look at, because we've got a strengthened balance sheet, and we've got the ability to offer listed shares as part of the consideration mix. So we're well placed, you know, to take advantage of the uncertain times, the market consolidation that would happen. And, you know, I think that we can say that we remain cautiously optimistic.
Excellent stuff. Well, I think there's one, three reasons there, so I'll leave it there. Andy, good to chat to you, and hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Justin.
Okay, it's time for the top five most followed companies on Vox Markets in the last 24 hours. They are at five, Argo Blockchain Mining, up 11% at 113.5. At four, KR1, down 6% at 30 pence. At three, Blue Star Capital, up 4.5 to 0.23. At two, Ilika, up 17% to £2. And at one, Shield Therapeutics. That's down 13.8% to 53 pence. By the way, I do hold Ilika. Some interesting. I did a video on that today. But interesting small spot I made that I think is quite significant. Okay, top five most read RNSs are as follows. At five, it's Ilika half-year report. At four, it's Bazant Resources drilling results at Hope Copper Gold Project. At three, Powerhouse Energy placing an issue of equity. At two, Boohoo trading update. At one, Eurasia Mining update on formal sales process. That's it for the podcast. Thanks for listening. Much appreciated.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.